yourtravelbiz.com.
And
what a powerful presentation that there was.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
Brand new national directors, Garland and Marsha Webb, accepting their rightful spot as directors in this company and looking forward to meeting each and every one of you there at that event. What a powerful event that will be, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that you have your guests there. You know, oftentimes I think that we are born to win but conditioned to lose. What does that mean? Born to win, but conditioned to lose. I really believe that, you know, God wants us to live an abundant lifestyle. He wants us, he's given us the power to create wealth. And it's our job to spread the good news. We know that our people perish for lack of knowledge and all these things that we know. And yet we go out and we smile, we have that certain posture, and we just share this business, a perfect solution for the everyday family, that you can stare in someone's eyes and look in their eyes and be able to assure them that what you're talking about, you can guarantee them that they will certainly earn a minimum of $6,000 should they like what they see when they look at YTB. And ladies and gentlemen, it's just something special to be able to see the perfect solution for the everyday family play out right there in their lives. Just what a powerful, 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 powerful business this is. And we truly are born to win. But I think sometimes we become conditioned to lose. We're just so used to hearing no. We're just so used to having what we have and doing what we do, that oftentimes, folks, we can't think outside of the box. We can't see more than what it is we want. I just see it so much as we're sharing this business with folks and they're trying to figure out, is this real? Could this really be as good as it sounds? And we are living proof that yes, it is. I must pause at this moment and just bring on my partner in success. I'm talking about everybody's hero, third-level director, big-time bonus earner, multiple President's Club ring wearer. Please help me welcome to the line, ladies and gentlemen, my partner in success, everybody's hero. Please help me welcome Mr. Roland Aturis. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. How are you doing, good looking?
I'm doing wonderful, Roland. I was just so proud of you yesterday, and just to see how special, absolutely special, it was to have you, all the directors there, all the bonus earners, all the power team leaders, the coaches' corner. Roland, was just a special, special time of yesterday's. You know, the red carpet event, Roland, you've been, I've been, but we haven't been together in a long, long time. And it was just so special to have you there, to have Craig Sweet there, all the Jet Set directors there. It's just, what a powerful, special event, Roland. I sure do appreciate you spending your day with us. And, man, St. Louis just showed us so much love, Roland. So many people came up to us and just said how much this call has meant and how it's changed their life and how much money they're making, how their lifestyle is different, how their family is different. What a wonderful event it was, Roland. Did you feel that love there?
I felt the love, man. I am also in love with St. Louis, man. They just know how to throw a party. They know how to get down, man. We just had so much fun last night. I mean, it was just great, man. A red carpet, but I tell you what, I just never get tired of going to red carpet, man. Michelle was there, man. We brought a few people with there, man. It was awesome. Just like you said, everybody showed love. And I just want to tell everybody on this call, we love you, man.
Well, Roland, we are going to be tag-teaming tonight in the great state of New Jersey and truly christening a brand new national directors, Garland and Marsha Webb. Roland, do you have that address of where we're going to be tonight? Could you give that?
Sure, James, I have the address. The address that we're going to be tonight in New Jersey is going to be at the Holiday Inn. That's 160 Frontage Road in Newark, New Jersey. The Holiday Inn, 160 Frontage Road in Newark, New Jersey. Now, we're going to also be hanging out with Noah Matos, and that's going to be on Thursday. And that's going to be at the Pelham Bay Diner. That's 1920 East Gun Hill Road. Pelham Bay Diner, that's 1920 East Gun, G-U-N, Hill Road. And that's Bronx, New York. Man, I'm just so excited, man, to hang out with both our new directors and our, you know, multi, $10,000 bonus ring wearer, Noah Matos. We're going to have fun over there.
You know, Roland, we sure are going to have a wonderful time. And, you know, I don't care where you're listening from. If you're in Alaska, you have time now to drive there to New Jersey. Now, I know I'm just teasing, but if you're in the New Jersey area, please come on out. And if you have the ability to drive, bring some of your hottest, most powerful prospects. Bring the people that you think won't join, that will be good at this business. Bring them, and let's see what's happening. Roland, you have a true gift when you're up there in front of the room and God is using you, and you're just showcasing this incredible business, Roland. I just think it's absolutely fantastic. You know, Roland, here we are in the final days of the 60-day blitz that we're doing here, and, Roland, we're just seeing the evidence and the fruit, if you will, of the labor of this call. We're seeing people step into the coach's corner. We're seeing people receive those $10,000 dream bonus. We're seeing people, Roland, step right into their directorship. You're seeing people receive the ring. We're watching history become made, Roland, and it's just a pleasure to see. And then, Roland, I've just got to take my hat off and just commend you, Roland. Now, all these folks are excited. All these folks know that the minimum standard is to be on the magazine program, receiving at least 25 magazines a week. And you, Roland, you and Craig announced on Monday's conference call about our 24-hour hotline. We had so many people call that they have to reprogram their system to accept that many calls at one time. So the 24-hour hotline will be back up today. And I do apologize for any inconvenience. But, Roland, you know what that tells me? That tells me that people are listening, that people are doing what we're saying. People are truly using the tools and sharing their business. These are the best of times for our company. And if you were in that room yesterday and could feel the passion from Scott Tomer, he talked about where this company is going and what's going on. You know, I've been to so many red carpets, and I just don't know how every single time they manage to just pull a rabbit out their hat and just do an incredible job and exceed our expectations, even though we've been there so many times. You know, I just think, Roland, that it's just time for everyone on this call to realize that this business is just so simple. It's so simple. It's a matter of just chatting with people and getting to know individuals and sharing your heart and engaging in a conversation. And, you know, Marcy and I, we came back to the hotel here last night and grabbed a bite to eat. And, you know, just it was amazing, Roland, just sitting there in the restaurant there. By the time we left that restaurant, it seemed like every single person in there we had somehow talked to in some capacity about YTB. Now, we did not go in there with the intent of that, but it's just conversations start and people start talking, and next thing you know, everybody's in the business. I really believe, Roland, these are the best of times for each and every one of us. It's just a matter of us seizing the day, not seeing the day, Roland, but seizing the day. Talk a little bit about seizing the day.
Well, James, I would love to, James. And you talked about being conditioned to it, and it's very important. We got to understand what winners do. See, winners expect to win, you know, and losers, you know, actually expect to lose. And if we think about it, because they're conditioned, James, you talked about being conditioned, you know, and I look at some nice NFL teams, and I look at the New England Patriots, and these people, I mean, they, you know, they expect to win. And then you go down and you look at, you know, some of the other teams, you know, the Arizona Cardinals, you know, people that, you know, the people there, they just, you know, conditioned, you know, sometimes, you know, because you do it so often, you do it, you know, that your mind starts thinking that, you know, hey, this is the norm, you know. And I just really believe, James, that, you know, that we have the ability, we have the, you know, the power to seize the moment, you know, take control of the day. Because, see, we always sometimes are waiting on tomorrow and waiting on tomorrow and waiting on tomorrow. But the truth of the matter is, James, that tomorrow never comes. Today is the day that we start. Today is always here. And if we seize today, you know, start our business today, talk to somebody today, because tomorrow is not promised to us, James. And, you know, we talk about these teams, and I have experience that Michelle and I went to, because, you know, talking about being your mind being conditioned, you know, here we are, we third-level directors, you know. And about a year and a half ago, you know, Michelle and I was always conditioned, but, you know, it was always like Robin Peter to pay Paul, you know, because we, you know, was always behind, man. We had the four businesses, and, you know, when this bill, you know, wasn't paid, and we had to, you know, stop. And, you know, one business was doing good, the other one was doing terrible, so we had to just, we were just always juggling the finances, you know. You know, and, you know, we became level with the one director, became level two director, you know, and then the monthly, you know, we started getting paid, you know, every month, and the residual was getting higher, you know. But still, our mind was so conditioned to doing what we've been doing, we were still paying the bills like we didn't have the money. You know, and I mean, one time, you know, the light was off, and I'm like, Michelle, why is the light off? I mean, why, you know, we were directors, why is the light off? You know, oh, honey, I paid it. I said, you did? You said, yeah, I mean, but I just paid 50%. I didn't pay the full bill. And I'm like, wow, Michelle, you know, isn't it, see, our mind is so, because we're so used to, you know, just paying half of the bill and doing the bill. And when we had it, we were still doing the same thing. And when Michelle, we had to pray, we had to bind that spirit out of our minds and bind that mindset out of us and say, you know, God is delivering us. You know, so we would, you know, we would walk in the victory, walk in our abundance, you know, and not owe. You know, that's the baby, when the first of the month comes, we're going to pay all our bills. You know, that mindset, we're gonna bind that mindset up. And then I just really believe that God has given us all a mindset to win, all a mindset to win. But we've been so conditioned, you know, in our lifestyle and what we've been doing, you know, that he wants to change all that. We have to change our mindset. We know we start that today, James. We start that today, changing our mindset, seizing the moment, James.
You know, Roland, you and Michelle, I think, are the perfect example, because I believe that all of us are born to win, but sometimes we become conditioned to lose. We just become conditioned to what it is that we have. We're so used to doing what we're doing and getting what we're getting that oftentimes when we share this business, Roland, we just can't see the full scope of what is really here with YTB. You know, and I commend you, Roland. I just really commend the both of you and Michelle, and you look so good yesterday. I mean, the epitome, the example of the lifestyle that a YTB director leads. You know, I just really believe that all of us have life, but life, we all have, but lifestyle is how we choose to live it. And, you know, Roland, I just think you're the perfect example. The way you think, the way you behave, the way you and Michelle carry yourself, I just think is an absolute magnet for YTB. It just really is a magnet, and it attracts people, your lifestyle. And just yesterday, you know, folks, I really believe that we have everything that it takes to get us to the next level. We have everything it takes. And it just, it's about how your sail is set. I mean, I think the same wind blows on us all, but it's how we set our sail, what we're looking for, what we're trying to achieve. If we have that in the forefront of our mind, and we begin each day with that in mind, and utilize the tools that we have, share this business. I was almost pleased to a certain point to know that so many people had called the hotline at one time that their system just couldn't handle that, Roland. I'm just so, I'm not happy that we have to have it reprogrammed, but I am happy that so many people were calling that hotline, Roland. It just lets me know that what we're doing is working. When I see Marcia and Garland getting promoted, I know Dwight and Julie around the corner, Michael and Don Gallon around the corner, and I see Fabian and Alejandra get promoted, Roland, I know that we're doing a good work here, that God is blessing what's happening here. And it's just warm in our spirit. I'm just excited about that. I'm so excited. I think I've lost my voice this morning. I don't know if you see it, Roland, let me know where it is. I'm just excited, man.
Well, James, I'm excited too, James. You know, talking about using the system, talking about using the tools. Man, we had a great time, man, in red carpet, and you know, Reginald Gavin was there, man, and he had a couple of guests, man, a sharp pastor and a person, a good, cool guy from real estate, man, and you know, we just had a good time there over there. And I look at Reginald Gavin, man, and I look at his life, man, and you know, growing up in high school with him, and he was an all-star basketball player, and wound up playing basketball for the Auburn Tigers, you know. And Reginald told me something. He said, "Roland, man, you know what? Man, I'm just so inspired by you guys, and I just do what you guys tell me to do." You know, and here is, you know, Reginald Gavin was always raised, you know, to follow instructions. You know, when his coach told him to do something, he just did what his coach told him to do. You know, wound up being, you know, playing for the Auburn Tigers, SEC, you know, being an all-star guard there, you know, doing what the coach told him to do. He said, "Roland, man, I know how to follow the instructions. I know how to follow directions. You guys say two left and a right, I'm doing two left and a right." James, it's just a simple, it's following direction. If your mind is accustomed to just doing what your coach tells you to do, doing what your mentor tells you to do, don't worry about the results. You just worry about the action. You just worry about what you need to do. Just do your part. Just spin your web. Just do your part. Don't worry about the results. Just execute the play, James. I just really believe it. We just get good at executing the play. We just get good at edifying our apostolate. We just get good at edifying the cause. We just get good at inviting people to our weekly meetings, inviting people to our travel party. We just get good at doing it. And don't look for the big reward right away. It's not about the big reward. It's about executing the play. And James, that's all it is, James. And you know what? Sometimes you can execute the play for 30 days straight and nothing happens. Sometimes you can execute the play for 60 days straight and nothing happens. Sometimes you can execute the play for 365 days and nothing happens. But guess what? You get better, you get sharper, it becomes second nature, and that 366th day that starts all over that new year, you find that sharp person that's going to do what you do, and you just never know when it's going to come. You never know when you're going to break for a big play. You never know. You know, we watch these football games, and these kids, you know, they catch the ball, and, you know, and they expect to get hit, and then no one hits them. You know, then they look, and they shock, and they start running fast. They hit the sideline, and they go, and they score a touchdown when they expected to get hit. See, sometimes we expect to get hit. We expect to hit a nose, but then sometimes no one's going to be there. And you're gonna get that superstar. Someone's gonna say, yeah, they're gonna take the business and run. Just get good, James. Just get good. Just get good at executing the play.
You know, we're all just one recruit away from an explosion rolling. And I know that people on this call, all of us are doing every single day what it takes to get ahead. And let me tell you something, folks. We were in that director's meeting. They broke out a stat sheet, and they showed a stat sheet of the growth. And I'm telling you, I'm just so proud of you, this team, for every day going out there and spreading the good news. Let me tell you something. It's wonderful to see from the front of the room everyone, as you see their faces looking out. And what warms my heart the most, Roland, is knowing that every face out there staring back at us, we were once out there staring up at the front of the room. And so I just know that by doing what we're doing, brick by brick, building this business, step by step, taking the journey and doing all the right things, it's just important, ladies and gentlemen. And I just want the members of this team to know that we are proud of you for what you're doing. We know how you carry yourself. We know that you are the example. We know that what you've got, it just has to come out. We know that you are just charging forward and spreading the news and talking to people and sharing the business. I've seen so many pastors that were there yesterday and so many just top executives that were there and so many people brought their guests. And it's just we are doing the right things to produce the right results. And I'm telling you, folks, just a look in your eye, we know it. We know it. And you know it. And let me tell you something, it's just special when you are the person that knows that you're not believing what you see, but you are seeing what you believe. Maybe that's what the look is in your eye, but it's just something special, Roland, about the members of this team. Something special about the members of this team. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the way we carry ourselves. Maybe it's the way we think. Maybe because we're on this call. I don't know what it is, but I do know that every one of us right now is exactly where we're supposed to be for God to work his miracle in our life. We're all poised and positioned. So here it is, the beginning of a new day. How many people will you engage in conversations? How many people will you point to the website? How many people will you invite? The time is now, folks. Seize it. Don't just see it. Seize it. And Craig Sweetie, if you're listening, you sure were out of sight last night. Just incredible. Roland, I'm speechless. Don't know what else to say. I'm going to turn this call over to you to close it out like you do each and every morning. Take it away, my friend.
James, I would love to, man. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. I really believe that we all here on this line are superstars. I would really believe that we all on this line, you know, are designed, you know, to achieve, you know, and God has promised us the abundance, and I really believe that. But it's up to us to seize the moment. Never again. Don't let someone walk right by you. Don't let someone cross your path without you at least exposing yourself, exposing your business, passing out the business card, seizing the moment, because you never know. You never know. You never know who's walking beside you. Today is the day that you talked about yesterday. Let's seize the moment. Tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow will never get here. But guess what? Today is always here. Start your business today. Start recruiting today. Start using the system today. Start building today. Start building today. Remember, guys, it's all in what you do today, not tomorrow. James, I'm so excited about this tonight, and I'm so excited about Thursday night. And I just want to tell everybody that you can do it. You can achieve it. All you need to do is just two lefts and a right and follow the directions that we give on this call. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle and Tourist, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed to you and call in the morning.
All right. Another powerful, powerful morning call about following directions. Just following directions. And if we follow directions, hey, it will happen for us. Not too much else to say after all that they said this morning. It's just team members and other people listening to the call. Remember what they said. Follow directions. Use the hotline. I've been using the hotline number, and it works. It works. And, you know, it has helped with the growth of things happening here on the Jahi team. And nothing else I really can say about what they said. And I'll talk to you later on tonight as we do our 7 p.m. show this evening, the YTB Travel Party. Hey, team members, if you got some people you're trying to bring into the business, get them on the show tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Listen in as we do the YTB Travel Party show. Until next time, God bless you. And remember, you can do all things through God to strengthen you. Peace and blessings.